Some nights, the only thing that kept Mason North from staying at his office was the lack of a shower. Last night was one such night. As he pulled up to the outdated corporate offices of North Brothers Sports, he glanced at the clock on the dash of his Audi R8. Verified he still had 15 minutes to finish prepping for the last-minute 7 a.m. meeting, and vowed yet again that last night's bad news would not stop them from building a new HQ in the next year, or, more importantly, from moving forward with all the other expansions in the 3-year plan. Without wasting a second, he grabbed his leather messenger bag and climbed out, noticing his brother Gabe had just pulled up in the spot next to his.
"Morning,"
Gabe said as he hopped out of his Tesla with a ton more energy than Mason had. That was due, in part, to the fact that this was Gabe's first week back after his honeymoon. There was more to it than that, though. Always had been. None of the North brothers had ever felt the pressure of running their dad and uncle's legacy like Mason did. And that was the way he wanted it. It was his job to steer the ship, and though he needed every one of them and then some, a good leader carried the burden of ultimate responsibility.
"How late were you here?"
Mason grunted and shook his head, knowing the truth, till after midnight, would just back up the general consensus that he was a workaholic and needed to take a step back. They meant well, and they were probably correct about the workaholic label, but Mason did what he did because he thrived on it. If you took away his CEO position with North Brothers Sports, there wouldn't be much of him left.
"How's Lexi?"
Mason asked instead.
"I left her with a smile on her face,"
Gabe said, leaving no room for doubt about how he'd done that. And Mason let out a half-grin as he shook his head, as if there was no hope for his brother. While romance wasn't in the cards for Mason, and he was more than okay with that, he couldn't be happier for his brother. Hell, brothers, finding love. 3 out of 5 of them had hooked up permanently in the past year or so, and it had brought a deep level of contentment, a genuine happiness to each of them. He found people to be more productive at work when they were happy at home.
"So, what are you thinking?"
Gabe gestured vaguely toward the building, and Mason knew he referred to yesterday's end-of-month financials.
"Full-scale assault. We need to gear up on all fronts. All systems go full throttle. It's time for all-out battle,"
Mason said matter-of-factly.
"We can recover from this and make the December deadline to ensure we get the funding we need. It's just going to take some extra strategizing and work."
They reached the main walkway to the building, and as they turned onto it, he noticed there was a tall, dark-haired woman on the concrete bench to the side of the main entrance. She stood as they approached. "Mason," she said in a melodic voice. "Hello." Between the voice, those rich, dark chocolate brown eyes, and her long tousled hair, Mason recognized her in an instant. And though he knew logically it wasn't possible, it felt like his heart caught, missed a beat. He kept any reaction from his face wary.
"Yes."
"I don't know if you remember me." He hesitated, assessing whether there was a downside to admitting it.
"I do."
In that moment, there was a tension-filled awareness that passed between them, as if she, too, had images of their night together flashing in her mind's eye. "I apologize for showing up at your business," she said, her gaze shifting nervously between him and Gabe, her hands clasped and fidgeting in front of her. "I've been trying to reach you for over a week, but I haven't been able to get an appointment." God bless Ruby and her protective instincts. It was just like Drake had said when the damn bachelor garbage first came out. People were crawling out of the woodwork. People from high school he hadn't seen for dozens of years. People he'd allegedly met and didn't remember. Women, so many women, and most of them he suspected he did not, in fact, know. This woman, he knew. Well, knew of. Knew in a biblical sense. Remembered. This woman he hadn't been able to wipe out of his mind for all these years.